When we come together and share our deepest truths, we feel more connected and less alone. And studies have shown that the number one predictor of sort of happiness, success, lifespan is community and connection. And so I really believe at our core, this is what we crave. Hello and welcome to the Jen Marples Show. I'm your host, Jen Marples, a former public relations agency owner turned business and life coach and motivational speaker dedicated to helping female entrepreneurs achieve the business and life they desire in their 40s, 50s, and beyond. Each week, I'll be bringing you conversations with incredible women who are rocking entrepreneurship and taking courageous action while also dealing with all that midlife entails. I'll also be dropping in solo every week to share thoughts, advice, tips, and tricks that will help you live your best life. If you are thinking about pivoting in your career, starting a new business, or looking for a second act, stick around as I guarantee you will be inspired. And know this, you are not too fucking old. Hello everyone and welcome to the Jen Marples Show. I am here to talk to you today about something that's really important. And I think what we're going to talk about today is basically a lifeline. And by that, I mean conversation. Quality conversation with friends, with colleagues, with contemporaries, with new people that you meet. Basically, fellow midlife women. And before we kind of get started into this juicy conversation about conversation, I want to let you all know that I am kicking off a midlife conversation series. And it's going to start February 9th. And it's going to be 3 days, 3 hours, three conversations. So basically, it's an hour a day on three consecutive days. And we are going to be exploring what it means to be a woman at midlife in today's society. So I'm going to be asking all of you some of the same questions that I ask my podcast guests. And some of those questions include, do you think a woman can be successful at midlife? What do you think the biggest challenge is for a woman at midlife? And so on. So I'm going to keep it all a little bit secret, but that's sort of the realm of the questions we're going to be exploring. I think it's really important to have these conversations. And so you all know, I actually started off this whole journey into serving women with hosting live events, and they were called Girls Nights In events. And what I found from doing that was women were thirsty for authentic connection and real communication among women. They didn't have to be anybody that they knew. In fact, a lot of women liked coming to these events not knowing anyone, and they walked away with just a really great feeling of being heard, of feeling connected, and feeling less alone. And that was my original intent. I shouldn't say my original intent. It's still my intent, because I do believe that women, when we come together and share our deepest truths, we feel more connected and less alone. And studies have shown that the number one predictor of sort of happiness, success, lifespan is community and connection. It supersedes if you're a smoker, if you're out of shape, all of this. And so I really believe at our core, this is what we crave. So I have, since expanded, that's why I'm talking to you all every week. I want you all to feel like you're hearing something either from me or from one of my guests that makes you feel like you're being seen, you're being heard, you're not in this life alone, that we've got these universal things that we're struggling with and dealing with, and that we can also celebrate. It doesn't have to all be gloom and doom. But at the end of the day, when you get to midlife, we got a lot of things on our plate, ladies. We have a lot of things on our plate. We've got relationships. Maybe those relationships are coming to an end. Maybe you're exploring new relationships. We've got careers. Same thing. Maybe those are coming to an end. Maybe you're exploring something new. We got kids. If you don't have kids, there could be aging parents. I mean, there's so much. There's just this, I'm just going to call it richness, because I don't want any of it to feel negative. I just think it's life and this is where we are, but we need to talk about it. And so the conversation series, so the reason I'm doing 3 days is because every time I did a single event, either in person or online, I have done some of these conversations online in the past, is that women were craving more. Like, what's next? What's next? So I said, what better way to have some quality time with a quality group of ladies and to spread it out over 3 days. It's going to be 12 o'clock Pacific time. So I know that, you know, that will vary based on where you are. And I'd love everyone to join. I've made it very accessible. It's 3 hours, 3 conversations, 3 days, $30. Easy, easy. And the key is to come with an open heart and an open mind and ready to talk and really dig in into these important conversations about being at midlife. So we'll start February 9th. It'll be a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 12 noon Pacific time. You can click the link in the show notes to find more information. Go to my Instagram at Jen Marples. I'm going to be plastering it everywhere. It is going to be an incredible experience. So we're going to dig in for 3 straight days and have 3 hours of quality conversation about what it means to be a woman at midlife. So I'd love you all to join me. All right, I'll shut up about that now, except that I'm not, because the point of this broadcast today, ladies, is to really underscore the importance of conversation and look at who you're surrounding yourself with. And are you getting enough of this sort of real conversation? We all might have that one friend that we can go really deep with. I really hope all of you have those. And I know it's when we get to midlife, you know, friendships can ebb and flow. We move away, or maybe our kids get older, so we sort of drift apart. If you've changed jobs, maybe there was a core group that you were really tight with, and you know, just life happens and everyone's busy. I mean, just look at your life. It is really hard to stay on top of all the people that are in your life, like your kids, your spouses, your significant others, parents, siblings, whoever you've got in your immediate sphere. So I really want you to think about, okay, who do I have? There could be a ride or die here and there. I was really thinking about this the other day because I went to a friend's house and I knew she needed me. I knew this was going to be a night where I just needed to sit and listen because she was going through a bunch of stuff. I hope all of you have someone like that in your life that can sit with you and just sort of bear witness to what you're going through. Because again, midlife, there's some serious things that can be happening. And in this case, for this friend who I've known for 20 years, I'm like, all right, I know what I'm getting into here tonight. I'm going to sit. And I'm going to listen. And listen, I did. And, you know, we hashed through a couple things. And that's friendship. You need to show up for your friends. And she's done it for me as well. So if you don't have that, you can't find it. And that's why I like to put together these groups of women, because women also make connections and make new friends. And at midlife, it is harder to find sort of new groups, especially if your kids are getting older. And I know there's that old adage, you know, friends are in your life for a reason, season, or a lifetime type thing. And, you know, you can kind of put your friends and acquaintances into all those buckets. But I think what's really incredible about being at this phase in life is that you get to look for new groups of friends. You get to look for new communities to be involved with. It can be as simple as joining a gym, finding a yoga studio, joining a book club, finding something that's related to something you're interested in. You can take yourself to some lectures. I know it's a little harder right now because we're doing things online, but the virtual community. I can't underscore actually enough how possible it is for you to find wonderful groups of women online by joining mastermind groups. You can join a class. I mean, there's people I know running book clubs, and someone I know is starting a book club, and it's all going to be centered on Byron Katie. And if she launches it by the time this podcast goes, I'll link it in the show notes. Actually, her name is Sasha, and I'm going to link her Instagram in the show notes because she's going to be starting a book club just around Byron Katie. How wonderful is that? So you can meet women in so many different ways. And I would challenge all of you to really put that at the top of your priority list. Because if you look around, and you're evaluating and you're going, who is my ride or die? Does that person have my back anymore? Did she move away? Is she just too busy with her own life? Or this is especially true if you're, you know, trying to start a business or launch something and you just need some different support. The people are out there. And that is the beautiful thing about all of this technology and being on Zoom and being able to meet people on Instagram and LinkedIn and Facebook, like everywhere we are, Twitter, like everywhere we can meet people and strike up wonderful, amazing, supportive friendships and have really deep conversations. And so you'll have, I mean, I think the ideal is to have in your bucket, who's that person that you know you can call at any time? Then there's the other one, you're like, I need to go out and have some fun. I'm going to call my fun friend and we're just going to go have fun. Like, we are going to go put money in a jukebox and we're going to dance and be ridiculous together. We all need one of those. And then look at the gal that you can count on to run business ideas by, or go, do you think this is a great idea? You know, there is going to be that one woman in your life who's going to be your cheerleader. There's just kind of a default if you really look. And if you don't find it, like I said, spread yourself around, try some new things, because this came to me today. And it's just that old adage, if nothing changes, nothing changes. So just look around. And are you happy with the conversations you're having? And I have to say, a funny aside, I always joke that the best conversations happen in the yoga bathroom. I've been doing yoga for 20 years. So that's my church. That's my gym. It's what I do. And I've made so many amazing friendships, and I've met incredible people, incredible women through going to yoga. And sometimes it takes a long time to even know what anybody does for a living, because you're connecting on a soul level. So it was a couple of weeks ago, I was in the bathroom and this woman and I were chatting, and we were talking about women supporting women and just being at midlife and how there's so much opportunity. And we were just in such a wonderful animated conversation. She sort of followed me into the bathroom and I left. It was just felt like college, like left the door open. I'm like, go to the bathroom. And like, we're still talking. And then another woman joined in, and then another woman. And she's like, I don't actually even want to go to yoga. I want to continue this conversation. And so I was like, all right, Jen, wake up. Yes, right. Because I used to do a lot of these conversations. It's time. So that was the impetus for me putting this midlife conversation series together, because I believe women, all of us, you listening, we're hungry for authentic conversation about real topics that matter. And I'm not dissing the conversations about, oh, you look great and you've got a great handbag. That's wonderful. But it's just that surface level, and it's just kind of idle chit chat. And I think the beauty about midlife is, you know, we have the capacity to go deeper. We want to go deeper. And it just really impacts our lives in such positive ways by having these conversations. So I dare anyone to go deep with women in community into some wonderful conversation. And I dare you to walk away not feeling uplifted, transformed, and more, just really more connected to this world. Because if we're sort of living in our minds and we're living in our day-to-day behaviors, working, you know, grabbing kids or dealing with a partner or whatever it is, we really need to make the time for the conversation, because it can feel like nobody knows what you're going through. And in my previous events, especially that were in person, and this has also happened online as well, but when I did my very first event, women shared the most amazing, incredible stories with the group. Somebody shared that they had cancer. Somebody shared that they had gone through a bankruptcy. And somebody shared that they were nervous and afraid to start their own business, but they felt so protected. They felt loved. They felt they were in this safe space of women going through life together with them. And let me tell you, a lot of these women did not know each other. So this was not like a group of BFFs sharing. This was actually quite the opposite. Women just meeting for the first time, and they felt safe to share. And to this day, and that was years ago when I started my first of these events, there's still been a ripple effect of women then connecting with women outside of the group saying, I'm so thankful you shared X, Y, and Z because I thought I was alone. I've heard that time and time again. And it's so important. It is so important for our mental health to be connecting and having these deep conversations with women. It just is. So I'm going to challenge all of you out there listening to join me. Join a group. I've got a bunch of people who've already signed up. I'm going to have to limit it to a certain amount because I can't have thousands of people on Zoom, because I like to keep the conversations intimate and flowing. So it's called the Midlife Conversation Series. So I'm linking it here in the show notes, and you can go on my Instagram, anywhere you follow me, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, but we can keep it simple. Just click the link on the show notes. I just have it on Eventbrite. Easy, easy, easy. And if you can't make one of the three, that's fine. You can pop in when you want. But it's three consecutive days, 3 hours of quality conversation, and we're going to explore what it means to be a woman at midlife. And I'm going to have some fun questions. Well, maybe they're fun, I guess. They're provocative questions that will get us thinking and that will get us talking. and we're going to go deep. There's not going to be any surface level here. We're just going to go deep. We're going to get into it, and it's going to be incredible because it always is. You all, this is the thing. I've done so many of these talks. It's always an incredible experience. And the other thing that happens is the exact right people always show up to these chats, and it's miraculous. And women never want to stop talking. It's just the truth. So hopefully with the 3 hours, that will give us a lot. So join me. And I would love to see some of you out there in the world listening to this podcast. I'd love to see your beautiful faces. So don't be shy. Please join us. Okay. Conversation. Deep, important, necessary, absolutely necessary for our mental health. Conversation and community. And the community of women that I know are out there listening to this and that are in my realm, I know are incredible. And we all want to lift each other up, and we want to make everybody's lives better. We want to make our own lives better. We care. And this is the way we're going to do it. We're going to, one by one conversation at a time, we're going to feel more empowered, and we are going to, you know, we're going to change the world. Boom. That's it. All right, ladies, happy, 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 wonderful day to you. And I will see you hopefully at the Midlife Conversation Series on Zoom. Have a beautiful day. I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you'd like to find out more about how I can help you with your business or life, or you'd like to know more about this podcast, please visit my website at www.jenmarples.com. And if you sign up for my newsletter, I've got 2 free juicy gifts for you. My Stepping into the Spotlight guide, if you're ready to be seen and heard in your business, and my 12 Steps to Pivot guide, if you're itching for a change but don't know where to begin. Finally, I'd love to connect with you on socials, so please follow me at Jen Marples on Instagram, LinkedIn, or TikTok, and let me know you listen to the show. Nothing makes me happier than connecting with you, dear listener. Have a beautiful day.